sorry. If you only want to work 4 hours, it's going to be harder for you to get a house. We busted our behinds. Mm-hmm. We had to bust our behinds.
Whoopi, here is the problem millennials are facing today. If you look from 1980 all the way to 2019, the average home prices, this column is what's important. This was the income needed to qualify for the average home. Every year, even before the 80s, for the past 50 years, the median household income was more than what you needed to qualify until 2023, where the income needed to qualify is more than the median household income. And another thing you have to look at is this column over here, which is rent. You could rent for just 14% of your income, 17% of your income, 16% of your income. But look when millennials entered the chat. 25%, 25%, 30%. This is when rent prices started to go up. Now, millennials could have bought here, but what people forget, in 2010, the youngest millennial was 14 years old. So we're being forced to spend 30% of our money on rent as a family, where most people renting are probably single because they haven't built a family yet, and they're spending 40% of their income on rent. So this, everyone wants to talk about inflation and that's always been the same up and down. No, it is a supply and demand issue with the housing market that's driving the prices up, plus the interest rates is making, with housing tax and student loans, 70% of millennial and Gen Z's income has gone to just those three things. Your college back in the 80s and 90s was $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a 4-year college. It is $40,000 now.